to the nearby city of Miletus. And in Acts chapter 20, I'd like for us to notice in verse 28 a very familiar passage to us, but I want us to notice what it says there about the church. We live in a day and age in which there is a great deal of de-emphasis upon the church. There are a lot of people that want to have a relationship with God and Christ, but either they never want to have any kind of relationship and commitment and responsibility to a sound congregation of the Lord's people, or they actually imagine that they have that and maintain that while never really identifying with a sound local church, never really participating in a local church. Maybe they float from one group to another. The point being that it is an attitude that just says, well, I don't really need the church. I want Christ, but not the church. But in a statement that we find here in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, I think it becomes very clear that that's really not the type of attitude we ought to have. As Paul talks to the elders, he says, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. And that's important for us to understand. That church is that body of the saved that have been purchased by his blood. If the church is not important, then we're forced to conclude that it wasn't important for him to shed his blood to purchase those that are in a saved relationship with him. If we understand, as it is described scripturally, to be a part of his church is to be among those that are saved. And so I hope that if you're here this morning and you stand separated from God in Christ, you will recognize that Jesus shed his precious blood to purchase a group of people unto a relationship unto himself. Would you not be a part of that body, his church? Unfortunately, we must recognize that I can't just, like I would join a club or something like that, say, well, you know, I want to join Christ's church. It's not really that process. Instead, when we are obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, Acts chapter 2 describes the fact that the Lord adds to his body, adds to his church, those who are being saved. When we are obedient to the gospel by putting our faith in Jesus as the Son of God, confessing that faith before men, repenting of sin that separates us from God, and being baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, we do what those in Acts chapter 2 did. And so we can have the assurance that the Lord adds us to his body, which he purchased with his own blood. If as a child of God, maybe it has been that in your own life, you've, as we read in Hebrews chapter 10, neglected the assembly. Maybe you haven't treated the church as if it is an important thing in your life. You haven't recognized that it is something purchased by the blood of Christ. I hope that you will change that attitude. And sometimes the best way that we can change in our life is by having the courage to ask for help and to ask our brethren to go to God in prayer on our behalf. If we can help you in that way this morning, won't you come while we stand and sing? Oh, I live us now.